Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Do you know the quality of hay that you harvested this past season? It is important to know how much protein and energies your cows will get when you start feeding, or how much supplement to feed. This may be especially important if your hay crop was affected by rain, drought, or significant delays in harvest. Maybe the most important step in sampling hay is deciding which bales and stacks should be included in each sample. Ideally, each sample should include only bales that were produced under similar conditions. Obviously, the place to start is grouping to separate different types of hay like alfalfa or CRP or cornstalk or meadow hay. But each cutting of hay probably is different from the other cuttings also, so there is another possible separation. And no fields or meadows are ever exactly the same, especially if they were cut more than several days apart. This makes for another grouping. And what if the field was rained on before it was baled? The hay made without rain damage will likely be different from hay with rain damage. After you made all of these separations, which could result in quite a few groups of similar bales, then and only then are you ready to sample. For each group, gather a dozen or more cores from different bales or stacks and combine them into one sample. Be sure to use a good hay probe that can core at least 12 to 18 inches into the bale. Finally, send these samples to a certified lab for testing of crude protein and energy. Testing any annual forages for nitrates is also a good idea. Then, use this information to feed your cattle as profitably as possible. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.